This is Lisa Hughes with Leadership Journal Reflection number 12. I cannot believe it's Reflection 12, and it's December, and I have been a special ed director since August. It's incredible to me that this time has passed by so quickly in class and in my job. And I've loved reflecting in this way because it's so helpful to unpack your thinking and just stop and really reflect on what it is you're doing, what you're learning about, and also what you need to be doing in the future, you know, what your jobs are in the future for your own self, you know, your kind of aspirations and, you know, what you're working on in the future. And this kind of manner in which we're reflecting is very helpful for new leaders, especially. And I have to say that this last class was very good in getting our conversation started. I loved the writing part. I think journaling is such a powerful way to check in with people, to really get to know them in a different way, in a real way oftentimes. I've worked with the Rhode Island Writing Project for many, many years, and we start meetings like that, in just writing and capturing thoughts. So I really enjoyed that piece. And the conversations also at this point in our class have been very, very enlightening to me, especially about the cultural diversity and the differences. I really do think, and my thought process about disabilities really do go hand in hand with our discussion about cultural diversity, because as we have not gotten race right in this country, we also have not gotten disabilities right, in my opinion, in this country. We've made great strides, I do feel, but there's still stigma, and that's just not okay. But having said that, you know, I've really thought about that, and the class really got me to think about all parts of diversity, whether it's racial diversity, cultural diversity, diversity and ability, and what you do as a leader and how you dig into that, which is such a huge issue. I mean, if the country's never gotten it right, how are you going to attack that as a school district to make really mindful decisions and do the right thing instead of just, you know, letting things go by? And that reminds me of Sir Giovanni's quote that you talked about in class about how school systems are overmanaged and underled, you know. And I thought a lot about how that connects with the Wallace Report and the way teachers perceived leadership, effective leadership, and what that meant. Because a leader clearly is something very different than a manager, although a leader does need to manage, right? And it got me to think about, you know, the parts of my job that are management pieces and how you can very easily get led down the road of being distracted by all of those things that are more management oriented. And while they are important, you have to find ways as a leader, especially a new leader, new to administration, to be able to work on ways to handle those things successfully, but also continue to build your vision, which to me, as I've been reflecting all these weeks, has led me to understand, you know, it's not only about the relationships you're building, but the way in which you're collaborating with others and helping others realize their own abilities is where you start building that momentum for the vision. And so in my mind, for my job as a special ed director, of course, my vision is of inclusion, because it's so important and vital, not only in my own philosophy, but in terms of what the research suggests, what I know to be right in my heart, and also just what I just know I need to do in a leadership role. And I really thought about the conversations we were having yesterday in class about cultural diversity, about just diversity of thought, about race, about having a disability, about being human, and how critical it is that we don't get far away from that, that we remind ourselves every day that that is what you're in the business of. You are in the business of making the lives of people better in some way. And through our decisions every single day, whether they're good decisions or decisions that need to be thought of differently, mistakes, failures, oversights, all of those things affect people in a very deep way. And so, to think about that idea of manager versus leader, and to understand that leader is a lot like parent, right? In some ways, because you are kind of this composite of everything you need to be. Just like a teacher is a composite of all of these pieces. And it really gets me to understand that all of these kind of uncoverings this semester and all of these really interesting conversations that we've had and the reading and the action research project all really helped me understand that it's really critical for me to stop and reflect, take a step back, think about the day, think about the week, think about that particular child that we just had a conversation about, look at that classroom as a microcosm of what is either going right or needs to be changed. And really being reflective and responsive as a leader. I really feel very fortunate to be able to practice that every single day because I do know that this is such important work, and I feel very, very fortunate, like I said, to be part of something bigger than myself. And it's very interesting to me to watch other leaders in my district and to learn from them and interact with them every single day. Because I know that in the last weeks and months, I've changed dramatically in ways that I don't think I would have realized if I hadn't been reflecting like this in this manner. So I would continue this next class that you teach, because I think this is a very powerful way for a leader to kind of come full circle, at least in one semester, in a little glimpse of a, time to kind of really think about themselves and really think about all of the pieces that go into leadership and how it really is about the journey. You know, you had mentioned that in class and it stuck with me about how you have different, six different schools and different administrators, and somehow, while they're all different, they all get there in their own way. And that was really something that I think being a leader that values that is so important. And it helped me with a couple of things I had been thinking about, just thinking about what you said. It's really helpful. So, I'm very reflective tonight, I guess, but I'll just also say that I think the Action Research Project for me is a start of something that I think I'm going to be doing in the future. And for that reason, I think it's so valuable.